May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. Let's watch now as the Word of God flows with signs and wonders from His vineyard into the lives of everyone, and may His words turn us all into His instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo meto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia to se yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mo Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo. Eto yi si wa lati ile ise Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. Jesu Christi lo gbeto yi kale eni ami ororun se Olorun alaye ilu maka oni waasu agbaye ni ajinrere Alabi Job Olorun lo lori eto yi. E je ka farabalẹ ka wa nkan fidile ka wo boro Olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kongbe kongbe lati na ogba ajara ti ile aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki Olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eye di ohun elu alaafia.
Greetings to you, dear listeners, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Aki enyo lugbo wa ni oruko Jesu Christi to se yebiye.
It is time once again for you to receive blessings from the Almighty God.
O tun ti to akoko fun yin lati gba ibukun lowo Olorun.
So please call your friends and neighbors.
E jowo e pe awon ore ati alajogbe yin.
And let them pick their Bibles.
Ki won ki o si gbe awon Bibeli won.
As we continue the study of the Word of God.
Gege bi ati ntesiwaju.
We want to say we appreciate your calling us.
Afẹ so pe a mo rire ipe yin.
Don't forget our telephone number.
E mo gbagbe ero, e mo gbagbe phone wa.
080-80-35-90-20-89. Please pick your Bibles.
We gbe awon Bibeli yin.
We want to conclude our message on the theme Fire in the luggage.
Afẹ so akori wa yi lenu ina ninu eru.
Fire in the luggage.
Ina ninu eru.
Remember we told you that these messages are so important.
Eranti pe asalaye fun yin pe awon iwaasu won yi se pataki.
Because they are capable of helping you to know that our God is good through and through.
Tori pe won le ran yin lowo lati mo wi pe Olorun wa yi o da agba.
These messages too are supposed to help you to know that the devil is not crazy.
Awon iwaasu won yi si ye ko ran yin lowo lati je ke mo pe Satani ke se were.
But he always wants to take undue advantage on our ignorance and carelessness.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó máa ń fẹ́ lo àǹfààní àìbìkítà àti àìmọ̀kan wa.
Understanding and applying these teachings.
Ní mímọ lílòye àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ yìí tí ẹ sì ń lò.
Will help you to protect your entire life, which we call your luggage, from fire disaster.
Yóò ran ẹ̀yin ènìyàn lọ́wọ́ láti dáàbòbò ẹrù ayé yin eléyìí tá a pè ní ìgbé ayé yin.
So please pick your Bibles.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ gbé àwọn Bíbélì yin.
Go to 1 Kings chapter 17.
Ẹ lọ sí àwọn ọba kínní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
1 Kings chapter 17.
Àwọn ọba kínní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
1 Kings chapter 17.
Àwọn ọba kínní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
We want to read just 2 verses.
Ẹsẹ̀ méjì péré la ó kà.
17 and 18.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún àti
ìkejìdínlógún. And it came to pass.
Ó sì ṣe.
After that.
Lẹ́yìn kan wọ̀nyí.
These things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him.
O si se leyin kan wonyi ni omobirin na iya ile na se aisan re na si le to be ti ko fi ku emi ninu re.
And she said unto Elijah.
O si fun Elijah pe.
What am I to do with thee?
Kili o emi si o.
O thou man of God.
Iwo eniyan Olorun.
And thou come unto me.
Iwo ato mi wa.
To call my sin to remembrance.
Lati mu ese mi wa si iranti.
And to kill my son.
Ati lati pa mi le omo.
Let us pray.
E je ki a gbadura.
Our Father and our God.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
We want to thank you because you are not a killer.
A fe dupe lowo nitori pe e se payan payan.
You are a giver of life.
E je eni to nfun ni iye ni.
Father, Father, we want to thank you.
Baba, fe dupe lowo
yin. Because we are good through and through.
Tori pe da ninu lode.
We pray, Lord, that as this message goes forth,
agbadura Olorun bi wa si se njade.
That your people,
wi pe awon eniyan yin,
who have been confused,
ti won okan won ti poruru,
thinking that you are the reason for their failure and disaster,
ti won ro pe eyin le je idi fun ijakule ati ipolukumu
by the Holy Spirit,
pelu emi mimo,
they will learn to appreciate you.
Won keko lati mo riri
yin. And they will learn to protect their lives.
Won si ko bi asi bi won se paye won mo
from fire disaster.
Kuro lowo ijamba
ina. Holy Spirit,
emi mimo,
teach your people.
Ko awon eyan re.
Glory be to your name.
Ogo ni fun oruko re.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
Fire in the luggage.
Ina ninu eru.
Fire in the luggage.
Ina ninu eru.
In today's story,
ninu itan toni,
we see another mysterious happening.
Ari isele kayefi miran
that took a life,
eleyi to gba aye,
that was not supposed to be taken,
ele to gba aye ti ko ye ko gba
emi,
to gba emi ti ko ye ko gba.
How do we know,
bo la se mo,
that this life was not supposed to be taken?
Wi pe ko ye ki a mu emi yi lo,
but it was taken.
Sugbon a mu lo.
But to show that this life was not supposed to be taken,
sugbon lati fi han pe ko ye ki a mu emi yi lo,
the Bible makes it clear,
bibeli je ko ye wa kedere,
that the man of God Elijah,
wi pe ni Olorun Elijah,
refused
o ko
for the life to go,
fun emi na lati lo,
and so he prayed,
nitori na o gbadura,
and the Bible says,
bibeli si so pe
the Lord heard him.
Olorun
gba, listen to verse 22,
e tete si ese kejilo,
and the Lord heard him.
Olorun si gbo,
the Lord heard the voice of Elijah,
oluwa si gbo ohun Elijah,
and the soul of the child came into him again,
emi omodekunrin na si tun pada
to wa,
o si soji.
Now listen to me,
e tete gbo mi bayi,
if it were the will of God,
to ba se pe ife Olorun ni,
for this child to die,
fun omodekunrin lati ku,
Elijah had no right whatsoever to revive him.
Elijah ko ni eto kankan lati so omode iji.
But the success of the prayer of Elijah,
sugba aseyori adura Elijah,
is an evidence,
o je eri,
that in the first instance,
wi pe ni ona kona,
this child was not supposed to die.
Ko ye ki omo yi ko ku.
There are so many happenings today,
awon isele po loni,
which are not supposed to be,
to ke ti won ko ye ki won waye,
but they happen,
sugba won sele.
But because there were no people like Elijah,
nitori pe ko si awon eyan bi Elijah mo,
the devil did it,
Esu se,
with the cooperation of men,
pelu ifoso po eniyan,
because of their ignorance,
nitori aimokan won,
and carelessness,
ati aibikita,
and the devil went with it,
Esu si baba e lo.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo wa,
I prophesy upon you today,
mo sa sote lori re loni,
every work of the enemy,
gbogbo ise ota gbogbo,
that is trying to succeed,
to ngbiyanju lati sase
yori, because of your ignorance,
nitori aimokan
re, because of your carelessness,
nitori aibikita,
I stand like Elijah today,
mo duro ni ipe Elijah loni,
and I rebuke the hand of the enemy,
mo si da, mo si ba away is owo tawi,
I rebuke the hand of the enemy,
ba owo tawi,
and I deliver everything that the enemy has stolen from you,
mo si jowo gbogbo nkan ti ota ti jigbe lodo re,
I deliver everything that the enemy has stolen from you,
mo gba gbogbo nti ota ti jigbe lodo re,
and from today,
latoni lo,
like the boy revived,
bi a se so mo na ji,
everything that the enemy has killed,
gbogbo yowu ti ota ti pa,
because of your carelessness,
nitori aibikita re,
will come back to life,
mo pada wa saye,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
ni Jesus
Christ, thank you Father,
e se baba,
because it is done,
nitori pe be lori,
in Jesus name I pray,
ko Jesus ni mo ti gbadura,
amen,
amen.
This is another mystery,
eleyi je isele kayefi miran,
it is a mystery because,
o je kayefi tori pe,
God directed Elijah,
Olorun to Elijah,
to go into the house of this widow woman,
lati lo sile obirin opo yi.
And when Elijah came to Zarephath,
nigba ti Elijah si Zarephath,
Elijah found her,
Elijah ri.
I believe strongly,
mo gbagbo dada,
that if this woman,
wi pe ti obirin yi,
was an agent of supply,
to ba je eni ti yo mu opo wa,
she must supply, supply,
to ba
supply,
je eni orisun ti yo mu ohun ti won nilo wa,
it she must be cooperating with God,
o gbodo fowo so po pelu Olorun,
to meet the need of the man of God,
lati ba eni eni Olorun pade,
and to satisfy the purpose of God,
ati lati te ipinu Olorun lorun.
Let me remind you of the story,
e je ki ran yin leti itan yen,
Elijah had led the brook, left the brook.
Elijah o ti fi pado na sile.
And she came to Zarephath.
O si wa si Zarephath
to meet this woman.
Lati ba obirin yi
pade. And God said,
Olorun si so
pe, this woman was chosen by him.
Obirin yi ni ohun ti yan
to take care of Elijah.
Lati ma boju to Elijah.
Was it possible for the same God to be the reason for the death of our child? The answer is no. But listen to what the Bible says. After she had served the purpose of God, after she had been the reason for the supply of everything that Elijah needed, supply, the Bible says, while Elijah was still staying with her,
nigbati Elijah tun wa lodo re,
disaster struck.
Ijamba sele.
The child became sick.
Omo kunrin na bere si saisan.
It was like a child play.
Oda bi igbati omo na nsere.
Child play.
Bi igbati nsere.
She had only one child.
O ni omo kan soso.
All of her life.
Ni gbogbo aye.
And the sickness began.
Aisan na si
bere. Maybe like fever.
Boya bi iba.
Then it began to increase.
O wa bere si ni gasi.
It turned to typhoid.
O wa di iba jejere.
It continued until the Bible says the life of the young boy left him.
Omokunrin yi so emi re nu.
Fire in the logging.
Ina ninu eru.
Fire in the logging.
Ina ninu eru.
Like we said.
Gege ba ti wi.
If not for the presence of the light of Elijah.
Tiki ba se tori pe Elijah wa nbe.
This child would have died.
Omokunrin yi ba.
There are so many today.
Akaimoye yan be loni.
Who died prematurely.
Ti won ku laipe ojo.
Simply because of the effect of fire in the luggage of their life.
Nitori ina to ti wa ninu aye won.
At this point.
Nibi ta de yi.
Let us find out.
Eje ka wadi.
How fire got into the luggage of the life of that family.
Bi na se wo inu eru idile yen.
The Bible says,
Bibeli so pe,
when Elijah got to Zarephath,
nigba ti Elijah de Zarephath,
he met this woman.
O ba obirin yi.
And according to the Bible,
gege beli si ti wi,
the woman came out to fetch food.
Obirin na
to fetch wood.
Obirin na jade wa lati wa igi
to prepare our food.
Lati toju nje re.
To prepare our food.
Lati toju nje re.
That was not the point.
Ko niyen.
When Elijah met her,
nigba ti Elijah ba pade,
Elijah told her,
Elijah so fun,
to bring some water,
lati mu omi die wa,
and she ran in,
o si sare wonu
le, to bring water,
lati mu omi
wa, but as she was going,
sugbon bo se nwole lo,
Elijah said,
Elijah wi pe,
please,
jowo,
add some loaves of bread.
Fi iso akara die.
Add some loaves of bread.
Fi iso akara die kun.
It will have been enough for the woman.
Ko ba ti to fun obirin na.
To say I don't have loaves of bread.
Lati wi pe un ni iso akara
ra. But listen to what she said.
Sugbon egbo bi o ti so.
Listen to what she said.
Egbo n to so.
In verse 12.
Ni ese kejila.
In verse 12.
Ni ese kejila.
And she said,
o si wi pe,
as the Lord thy God liveth,
bi Oluwa re ti wa,
I have not a cake.
Emi ko ni akara.
That should have been enough.
Iyen e ba ti to.
That should have been enough.
Iyen e ba ti to.
But listen to what she said.
Sugbon egbo bo ti wi.
But a handful of meal in a barrel.
Sugbon ikunwo iyefun ninu ikoko.
And a little oil in a cruse.
Ati oro die ninu kolobo.
That also would have been enough.
Iyen papa iba ti to.
And then she went on.
O wa tesiwaju.
And behold.
O pe.
I'm gathering sticks.
Ki esi emi sa igi mi igi.
That would have been enough.
Iyen e ba ti to.
That I may go in.
Ki emi ki o le wole
lo. And dress it for me.
Ki emi ki o pese re
fun mi. And my son.
Ati omo mi.
That would have been enough. But listen to what she added. This was how fire got into the luggage of the family. But it affected the son first. She said that she
and
her son will eat and die. That was a big mistake.
Asise nla lele.
Why was it a mistake?
Kin lo de to fi je asise.
She was a mother.
O je iya.
And she had authority.
O si ni ase.
Over the family.
Lori idile.
We never can tell what happened to the husband.
Ah, le son to sele soko.
But now that the husband was not there.
Sugbon ni bayi ti ko soko nbe.
She was the person in charge.
Ohun lo wa ni ipo.
She had no right whatsoever.
Ko ni eto lona kankan.
To ever think evil in her heart.
Lati ro ibi ni okan
re. Not to talk of her spirit. speaking out evil.
Kato wa so pe yo so ibi jade
lenu re. But she spoke this evil out.
Sugbon so ibi yi jade.
She saw herself dead.
Ori ara re bi oku.
She saw her son dead.
Ori omo re loku.
And so she believed.
O si wa gbagbo.
That immediately they ate the food.
Wipe ni kete tawon ba ti jeun
tan. That will be the last food.
Oni yo jeunje ajegbe
yi. And that they would die.
Ti won o si fi ku.
If she had kept this in her heart.
To ba ti pa won yi mo lokan re.
The story would have been different.
Ita yi ko ba yato.
If she never said it,
ti ko ba so rara,
this thing would have been different.
Itan yi ko ba yato.
But as she spoke it out,
ṣugbọn bo se so jade,
two things were working against her.
Nkan meji lo nsise lodisi.
Number one,
alakoko,
the law was working against her.
Ofin sise lodisi.
Because in Matthew 12:37,
tori ni Matthew ori kedilese
keta logoji
bibeli wipe,
by the words of your mouth,
nipa oro enu re,
you shall be condemned.
Oni ada olebi.
By announcing that she and her son will die,
nipa si so jade pe ohun atomo ohun oku,
she already decreed death.
O ti pase iku.
And the decree of death was already established.
Ase iku na to si pa fidi mule.
But then there was one hope for her.
Ireti kan si tun ku fun o.
What was the hope?
Kini ireti na?
The hope that never came.
Ireti ti ko de.
Why did the hope never come?
Kilo de ti ireti na ko de.
Listen to me.
E te ti gbo mi.
When she made that statement.
Nigba to soro yen.
She made that statement.
O soro yen.
In the presence of somebody with higher authority.
Ni oju enikan to je alase julo.
And who was that person?
Ta ni eni na?
Elijah.
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 When she said she and her son would die,
nigba to so pe ohun ati omo ohun oku,
it was the responsibility of Elijah.
O je oju se Elijah.
To say, madam,
lati so pe arabirin,
you and your child will not die.
Iwo ato mo ri oni ku.
But listen to what Elijah said.
Sugbe gbon te Elijah wi.
Elijah said unto her,
Elijah so fun
pe, fear not.
Ma beru.
Go and do as thou hast said.
Lo ki o si se gege bi o ti wi.
Do you see implication?
Nje ri nto jora.
Go and prepare your food and die.
Lo tojo nje re ko si ku.
Go and prepare your food and die.
Lo tojo nje re ko ku.
Men of God,
eyin eni Olorun,
listen to me today.
E te gbo mi loni.
Many of you
akaimaye
are the reason
ni eje idi
for the disaster
fun iyonu
that are falling upon many people today.
Ele to se lori aye opolopo
loni. You say, why are you charging us?
Eni pe kilo de te mi
fesun ka wa. Listen to what the man of God said.
E gbon teni Olorun so.
Maybe you need to understand what the woman said.
Boy, yeah, no, lati mo te eniyan
obirin na
so. Obirin na ko so pe,
I'm going to prepare food and eat.
Un lo tojo nje ki nje.
She said she was going to prepare food.
O lohun lo tojo nje.
Eat and die.
Ko hun o je ko hun si
ku. Eat and die.
Ko hun je ko hun ku.
Was Elijah sleeping?
Se Elijah nsun gba yi.
When this woman was making this negative statement, did he not understand?
Se ko wa ye bi.
Or was he too hungry?
Abi ebi npa un na ni.
Was he too hungry?
Se bi npa un na ni.
That he couldn't listen to the statement.
To bi se pe ko le teti si oro na.
Listen to what he said again.
Egbon to so lekan si.
The woman said,
obirin na so pe,
she and her son will eat and die.
Ohun atomo ohun o je awon oku.
And Elijah said,
Elijah si so pe,
fear not.
Ma beru.
Go and do as you say.
Lo ki o se gege bi o ti wi.
But
sugbon
make thereof a little cake first for me.
Tete koko se akara kekere fun mi na.
Make cake for me.
Se akara fun mi.
What do you understand by that?
Kin lo yi o pelu
eyi. Now let me show you the implication of the error of Elijah.
Je so ituma asise Elijah fun o.
And I will teach you a great lesson, man of God.
Mo si ko yin ni eko nla.
Please go to Numbers chapter 30.
E jo we lo si Numeri ori ogbon.
Numbers chapter 30.
Numeri ori ogbon.
We already talked about the authority of Laban.
Ati soro nipa ase Labani.
Over Rachel.
Lori aye Rachel.
And over Jacob.
Ati lori aye Jacob.
We talk about the authority of Jacob over Rachel.
Asoro nipa ase Jacob lori Rachel.
Now listen to what the Bible says.
E te ti gbo beli ti wi bayi.
About authorities.
Nipa awon alase.
There are statements that you do not make before a person of higher authority.
Awon oro kan be to gbodo so niwaju awon alase
to ga ju olo. If not,
bibe ko,
fire will be dropping in your luggage.
Ina yo bo sinu eru re.
Listen to Numbers 30.
Egbon numeri ori ogbon.
Verse 1.
Ese kini.
And Moses said, Numbers chapter 30.
Number ori ogbon.
Are you there?
Nje ti debe.
Listen, And Moses spake unto the heads.
Moses is
of the tribes concerning the children of Israel.
Moses is of awon olori awon eniyan na nipa Israeli.
Saying, this is the thing which the Lord had commanded.
Wi pe yi ni ohun ti Oluwa ti pase.
This is important.
Eyi se pataki.
Moses never said I'm commanding this.
Ke se pe Moses lo so pe mi ni mo
pa yi lase. Moses said the Lord is commanding this.
Moses so pe Olorun ni pase.
And whatever the Lord commands.
Oh, yo to Olorun ba si pase.
Must stand.
O gbodo duro.
What was the command of God?
Kini ase Olorun na?
Listen to what the Bible says. In verse 3. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord.
Bi obirin kan o kan pan kan pelu ba si je je fun Oluwa.
And bind herself by being in a while being in her father's house.
Ti o si de ara re ni ide nigba ti o wa nile baba
re. In her youth.
Ni igba iwe re.
And her father hear her vow.
Ti baba re si gbo eje re.
And her bound wherewith she bound herself.
Ati ide ti o fi de ara re.
And her father shall hold his peace.
Ti baba re ba si pa enu re mo.
Then all her vows.
Nje gbogbo eje re.
Shall stand.
Ki o duro.
And every bond wherein which she had bound herself
ati gbogbo ede ati gbogbo ede ti o fi de ara re yo si duro.
This is the authority of a father.
Eleyi je ase baba.
And the Bible goes on.
Bibeli tes waju
pe that if the woman
wi pe ti obirin na
got married
ti o ba si loko
and she had to say the same thing
ti o si so nkan kan na
in the presence of her husband
ni waju oko
re. Listen to verse 6.
Egbe ese keta.
And if she had at all an husband
bi o ba si kukuli oko
when she vow or uttered out of her lips
nigba ti o je je tabi ti o soro nkan lati
ni jade where which she bound herself
ninu eyi ti o fi de ara re.
Remember that woman had bound herself
ena ti pe obirin ni ti de ara
re with what came out of her lips
pelu n to jade lati enu
re. Verse 7 says
ese keje wi pe
if the husband had it
ti oko re si gbo
and held his peace
ti o si pe enu re mo
and what the woman said
ohun ti obirin na so
then her vow shall stand.
Eje re yo si duro.
And her bond where which she bound herself shall stand.
Ide ti o fi de ara re yo si duro.
This is husband's authority.
Eleyi je ase oko.
This is a there is a general principle here.
Ilana gbogbogbo wa nbi.
There are certain people.
Awon eyan kan wa.
Who are people authority?
Ti won je awon
eyan. Of authority.
Ti won je alase.
In whose presence?
Ninu iwalaye eni to se pe.
Ni waju eni ti. You dare not utter a negative statement.
E gbodo daba ati soro odi.
And if you utter any negative statement. If that person did not counsel it, whatever you say will happen. It's not witch, it's not wizard, it's not Satan. Listen what the Bible says. The Bible says
Bibeli so
pe a wife
obirin kan
must not utter negative words
ko gbodo soro odi
in the presence of the husband
ni waju oko re.
Why?
Kilode?
Because the husband is a person of authority.
Nitori pe oko je alase.
There are several other authorities.
Awon ase wa be.
When you stand before a king
te ba duro ni waju oba
be careful what you say with your mouth.
So pelu nton fi enu re
so. Don't ever use your mouth
ma se lu enu re lai
to condemn yourself
lati dara re lebi.
Because if the royal father keeps quiet
tori ti oba na ba dake
automatically what you have said
life forogun to ti so
will happen to you.
Yo sele si o.
In the same way
lona kana
you dare not make a negative statement
o gbodo soro odi
in the presence of an anointed man
ni waju eni iforoyan kan.
An anointed person.
Any foroyan.
If he keeps quiet,
to be ele dale,
everything that you have said
bo yo wo ti so,
will happen to you.
Your celestial.
This was exactly what happened to
ele
this woman.
To sele gan, so benin yi,
by saying
ni pa si so pe,
she will eat and die
o je, o si ku,
with her son.
Pelu omo ohun.
And by the man of God
ati pe ran si Olorun,
saying,
o so pe,
go and do what you have said.
Lo sin to
by refusing
nipa kiko
to cancel what the woman said.
Lati pa ntobirin na so
re. Fire already dropped in the log.
Ina ti bo sinu e.
No wonder the Bible says.
Oya lenu Bibeli wi pe
as time went on.
Bi akoko se ntesiwaju.
As time went on.
Bi akoko se ntesiwaju.
The child began with sickness.
Omo na bere aisan.
Sickness grew.
Aisan na dagba.
He continued to grow.
O bere si dagba.
He continued to grow.
O bere si ni dagba.
Continued to grow.
O bere si ni dagba.
Eventually.
Lopin re.
The child died.
Omo na ku.
Fire in the luggage. Dear listener, what have you said with your mouth? In whose presence did you say?
It?
Man of God, how many times have you kept quiet? When your members come to you and they say in your presence that they are finished and you think it's nothing, remember, whatever is said with a mouth is kept capable of coming to pass.
O le wa si muse.
Especially if it is spoken in the presence of a person of higher authority.
Pajulo to ba nso ni waju alase to gaju.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo wa,
you have learned enough.
E ti keko to
about the possibility of fire getting into the lobby.
Nipa isese ki ina ko bo sinu eru yin.
This was how fire got into the luggage of this woman.
Bi na se wonu aye eru obirin
ire. Somebody will say,
enikan so
pe, but it was the son alone that died.
Wi pe omo nikan lo ku.
No, the two of them cannot die at the same time.
Awon mejeje o le ku lore
kan na. She was the one who made the statement.
O leni to soro.
And the statement had power over her son.
Oro na si ni ase o ni agbara lori omo.
It had power over her.
Ju bo se lagbara lori ohun lo.
It will come to pass on her also.
Yo wa si se lori aye ohun na.
But it must happen to the son first.
Gbodo koko sele somo.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo
wa, how many times have you spoken with your mouth?
Igba me lo ti soro lenu e.
The Bible says,
Bible so pe,
a bad person,
eyan buburu,
utters evil word from his heart.
On soro buburu lati okan re.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo wa,
the reason Christ came to die,
idi ti Christ fi wa to fi ku,
the reason he died on the cross,
idi to fi ku lori agbelebu,
the reason he was buried,
idi ta fi sin,
the reason he rose again,
idi to fi jidide,
is for you,
fun oni,
to have a new heart,
lati ni okan tuntun,
a new mind,
emi tuntun,
so that words that will come out of your mouth,
ko ba le se pe oro ti o jade lenu re,
will not be fire in the luggage of your life. But have you given your life to Jesus? He stands today. He wants to help you. He wants to save you. He died on the cross. It's only by the Spirit of Jesus Christ that you can have a new heart, a new mind, so that whatever comes out of your mouth will be something that will bring life, not something that will bring death. Fire in the luggage. I want to pray with you today to cancel every statement that has been spoken into your life, whether by people of higher authority or statements that you made in the presence of people of higher authority. I take authority today over every negative statement about you, about your children, about your job, and I prophesy every negative statement is canceled. You will not die. You shall live. Your business will not collapse. It shall thrive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your children will not fail. They will pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because I know the prayer is answered. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Until next week. Remain blessed. Shalom.
Alafia.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job, and the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gifts now to the address on your screen, Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Alapo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, telephone 0806-054-7764 or 038-720-309. Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copair_ics@yahoo.com.
Latin, can be organized. Are you saying? Letin jaladu eto tin fese ni le ona ijọba ohun to n wa latenu ni ami oro olorun alaye ajinrere agbaye ni eni owo Alabi Job Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated lo so ni gbọwo eto yi fun gbeleke ogo olorun iwo na le je alabapin ati olorunlowo lati se onigbọwo eto na nipa fifi ebun ife ti yin ranse si address ti en wo loju mo maworan yi Christ Headquarters Complex Papa Alapo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School Randa Ogbomoso telephone 08060547764 tabi 0387203009 apoti fi ranse PO Box 1912 Ogbomoso email copia_ics@yahoo.com eton pade wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na alafi olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.